Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks, and this is episode 239 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. Welcome back, friends. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Now, before we get started, let me invite you to follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Just go to the social media networks and search for 5-Minute Discipleship. You can also join the 5-Minute Discipleship Facebook group. This is a wonderful community of over 350 believers. It's a great place to connect and to be encouraged as a follower of Jesus. Today on the podcast, we are talking about why we worship. I've been a Christian since I was a young boy. Over the years, I've worshiped God in so many different settings. I've worshiped in churches, classes, camps, conferences, and conventions. I've worshiped on camping trips, worshiped in the mountains, and worshiped at the beach. I've worshiped on high school campuses and college campuses. I've worshiped with large groups and small groups. I've worshiped in community, and I've worshiped all alone. Each and every setting is meaningful if the focus of my worship is God. You see, worship is not about me, my desires, or even my preferences. It's not about a song, a lyric, or a style of music. Worship is about God, His greatness, and His worthiness. Today, I've been reflecting on the question, why do we worship? I believe everyone worships something. We may not realize what we are doing, but we all worship. While we all worship, we do not all worship God. We can worship ourselves, worship success, worship money and material things. We can worship celebrities, sports stars, and music artists. We can worship anything that we deem worthy. But as a Christian, we want to be careful to only worship God. Why? He is the only one who is worthy of our worship. His name is above every name. There is no one like our God. No one comes close to comparing to Him. The author J.I. Packer once wrote, "To worship God is to recognize His worth or worthiness, to look Godward and to acknowledge in all appropriate ways the value of what we see." The Bible calls this activity glorifying God or giving glory to God and views it as the ultimate end and, from one point of view, the whole duty of man. Now, the dictionary defines the word worship as the act of reverence or adoration for God. Now, that doesn't tell us too much, so let me expound. Worship is bringing glory and honor to God. When we live for God's glory and honor, we are living a life of worship, and I want everything I do to be an act of worship to God. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16 tell us there are two primary ways we worship. Here's what it says. "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." So here we see two ways of worship. The first is to vocally, verbally give God praise. We can do this by declaring praise, expressing love, gratitude, and adoration. We can also do this by singing praise to God, which is something we see throughout the Scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." I've heard people say they don't like worship, but often they are talking about a particular style of music they don't enjoy. But there are two things to remember. Worship is not for you. It's for Jesus. And second, worship is more than a song. We see a second way to worship in Hebrews chapter 13. We learn that we worship by doing good and sharing with others. In fact, the Scripture says this pleases God. So we learn that we can bring God worship by how we live our lives. I believe worship is an essential spiritual discipline. This fallen world is constantly pulling us away from God, away from the things that fan the flame of faith and encourage our spiritual growth. The only antidote is constant renewal of our relationship with God, and this happens as we worship Him. I once read about Billy Graham's wife. She kept a sign above her kitchen sink that read, "Worship services held here 3 times a day. She saw washing dishes after each meal as worship, and she was right. Worship is a lifestyle when we do what we do for the glory of God. And here's today's challenge. Make sure that worship is a part of your day. Through worship, God is glorified by your praise and by your life. In doing so, you are encouraged and strengthened in your faith. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you haven't already, I'd be honored if you would subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume content. Have a great day, everybody, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.